playoffs.
Especially for a journeyman.
I don't know if he ever made the playoffs. Maybe he, I don't know if he did or not. I do remember him ripping the heart out of the Raiders 2 years ago with the Dolphins. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We had like a stupid pass interference, face mask penalty or something, and they ended up beating us at the horn. That was brutal. But yes, Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's gonna be a career for him.
Yeah, Lester got my salute today. So Fitzpatrick,
he only got one today.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. Kevin Durant is getting spicy this morning.
He's been on one lately.
Oh, yeah.
Well, going after folks.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of time on his hands, man.
He's just watching.
Well, here's the thing. He probably feels like that team swept us. We should be there. You know, coming into this season, I want to say the Nets were the favorite, them and the Lakers, and their ass sitting at home.
Well, now he's watching Golden State doing it without him.
Oof.
Seeing Draymond say that.
It's a tough finals for Kevin Durant.
Steph hadn't won one because
exactly
Steph was
right.
Getting, you know, blitzed and double teamed.
Dude. Kevin Durant was rooting for the Miami Heat so bad.
Better believe it.
And now it's like the team that swept them versus the team that is trying to win one without him. That ain't a fun finals for Kevin Durant. So he's spicy this morning. We'll get into what he said on Twitter and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
It's game on at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. Win big in our sportsbook where you can join us on Saturday, June 11th to watch all the action in UFC 275. Win with your taste buds when you dine in one of our food venues, including our newest venue, Willie and Jose's. You can try traditional Mexican dishes along with making your own burritos, tacos, and bowls. Be a winner any way you play and anytime you stay. Only at Sam's Town Tunica. See Boyd Rewards for full details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9600.
Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoke sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time, only at Sonic.
You know what's coming up? Father's Day is coming up, and I say that as a father myself and because of someone who's gotten gifts over the years. The one place I know you can get me a gift, and I say this to my sons, and I will love it, is O'Call. Go to O'Call and take care of the father in your life. Or if you're a father yourself, go treat yourself. The stuff is beautiful. The people are incredibly helpful. And right now, all their summer wear is in stock. It's a beautiful place. Take care of the father in your life by going to O'Call.
Father's Day is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. Needless to say, the worst thing you can do is wait to the last minute to get that special dad in your life a gift he deserves. So don't make that mistake. Instead, go ahead and get to James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the nation. Lucky for us, it's right here in Memphis. James Davis is where I get my suits and shirts for television work, and it's where you need to go to make sure you get the perfect gift for all the people you're buying for this Father's Day. James Davis is more than just a clothing store. It's a place filled with people who have genuine passion for what they do. They don't want to just make you look good. They want you to leave the store also feeling good. So if you haven't stopped by James Davis lately, it's time to do that because right now they have incredible items at incredible prices, including Stant custom shirts. Once you get one of them, you will never buy off the rack again. The place to go for the best Father's Day presents this year is James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, JamesDavisMemphis.com.
When it comes to your career, do you feel like it's time to get off the bench? Perfecto Staffing can get you a great job today. You're a great player searching for a great team. We'll match you and your skill to find the best job for you. Bring home $15 to $20 an hour. Jumpstart your career with Perfecto Staffing. Call 901-590-3245. That's 901-590-3245. Or visit PerfectoStaffing.net right now.
Just how fast is Xfinity Internet? Well, it's beyond gig speed fast, so you feel like you're in the game. It can also connect hundreds of devices at once, which is powerful enough to power hundreds of yous.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm actually not. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity. Made to do anything, so you can do anything.
Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi and get a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet risk-free with no term contract and a 2-year rate guarantee. A free streaming box, Wi-Fi equipment included. And add Xfinity Mobile. That's fast internet at home, a free entertainment experience, and the most reliable 5G wireless network nationwide. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices. Xfinity Mobile utilizes the network with the most root metrics 5G reliability wins in 2H 2021.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333, online, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who would love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They want to help you make the most money for your home. It's just that simple. Look, the market is as competitive as it has ever been. Don't let the headlines fool you. There's still a lot of things going on underneath the surface. So you're going to want to get the best team that's working for you, team you can trust, team that's seen it all, experience, right? You got a choice. You can go with a team like the Celtics. They ain't ever been there before. Or you can go with the Warriors, who have a championship pedigree, that have seen every scenario. I'm going to go with the Warriors. I want the championship pedigree. That is the Live Love Memphis team. Reach out to them. Sold at livelovememphis.com.
Yep, I want the team that's going to give me top dollar. Certainly in this market, it's what they did for Dwight. $30,000 more than he thought he'd get for his home because he enlisted the help of Live Love. For Dennis, it was $20,000 more than what other agents were telling him he was going to get for his home. So Dennis, just like Dwight, picked the right group. You should pick the right group as well. 625-5200 is how you do that. That's the first step in terms of getting in touch with Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful award-winning team. See for yourself. Call them up, 625-5200. It's Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Now, back when Ben was on the show, every day at noon, we did a segment called The Rundown, and I'm proud to announce that we actually still do that. Let's do it.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so, look, we don't have to sugarcoat this. We are in summer, right? We are in the summertime. And as a result of summertime, sometimes you got to get creative with your content when you're doing the thing every single day. And that is apparently what happened on First Take yesterday. Stephen A. Smith and Amari Stoudemire and Mad Dog, Chris Russo, were around on First Take, and they were having a discussion about Steph Curry changing the game for better or worse. Stephen A. Smith took it a step further. He said Steph Curry changed basketball for the better, and Michael Jordan changed it for the worse.
And there's no way he said that.
He said it. He said it. And in so many words, he basically boiled it down to Michael Jordan promoted an era of individualism. Getting the baton handed to him from guys like Magic, who prioritized team, who prioritized passing. Michael took that baton and took it into an isolated, individualistic style of basketball. That was, in his mind, that made the game worse. Kevin Durant saw this clip this morning and retweeted it and said, my theory is that guys like Steve, Skip, and Shannon have changed the game for the worse. Players like Stephen and Michael can only push the game forward.
KD's been on one of late, like you said. Yes. He's been on social media. Yes. Draymond had the podcast comment that Steph had more double teams. That helped KD win, you know, MVPs and finals. That was part of the reason, answering a question about why Steph had not had one yet, obviously. So KD's been on the social media. And I think after losing that one, John, just in terms of, remember, he had a problem with Draymond's take there, and I sided with Draymond there. And I think Tyronn Lue did as well, talking about how much they blitzed Steph, all that double teamed it. I think, you know, from this standpoint, he's trying to win one.
Yep.
And he's certainly right here, because yep. This is a take that anybody would say, what's wrong with you, Stephen A?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. What's wrong with you? And I would actually, if I were on this panel, I would argue the exact opposite.
That's interesting.
I would argue that Steph Curry changed the game of basketball for the worse, and that Michael Jordan advanced in a way that nobody really ever has.
He made it a worldly game. What are we talking about here?
Michael Jordan,
Bird and Magic brought it back here in the States.
100%.
Mike took it worldwide.
Well, yeah, Michael Jordan.
So there's no changing the game for the worse when you did that. We don't have to talk about the actual his game.
No question.
We can get to that too.
Michael Jordan, what are we? Birthed Kobe. He birthed LeBron. He birthed every, you know, and guess what? Without Kobe, there's no Tatum. I mean, Michael Jordan inspired generation after generation of superstar, right? In a way that nobody else ever has. He made basketball, he made basketball, to me, cool in a way that, like, nobody else ever has, you know? Space Jam, the shoes, the mystique of Jordan, right? Michael Jordan, at the end of the day, was just a cool-ass dude that everybody wanted to be. He had the cologne, he had the commercials, he had the movies, and then his championships. I mean, I there's no way you can make a sound reasonable. I can't even listen to it, right? It's just like, there's nothing Michael Jordan ever did that made the game worse. He raised the game. He elevated the game. Steph made it worse. Steph made it worse because now you have all these copycats, right, who want to be the next Steph, who all they do is practice shooting. They don't practice any other skill. Like, let's take the Mavericks, for example. All the Mavericks do, they have Luka, right? But all the Mavericks do fundamentally is shoot threes. And, yes, that's going to win them some games. It's how they beat the Phoenix Suns. But it's going to also get them blown out in a lot of games. It's going to make those results a lot more volatile. The consistency is gone in the NBA. It's how you can get the Boston Celtics going into Miami and winning by 40 and then coming back game three and they're down 40 in their first home game. It creates a level of inconsistency where game to game, you're not even promised competitiveness anymore because of the three-point shot in NBA basketball today. For the most part, right? So I think Steph has made it worse because everybody wants to be Steph. Everybody thinks they can be Steph, but everybody can't be Steph. Steph is one of one, you know, in terms of the shots he makes and the shots he takes. I think the youth today, right, all they want to do is be Steph. They don't want to be a great defender. They don't want to be a great rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
We have basically made all of the other skills that go into being a great basketball player, we have made those unsexy. We have made those traits undesirable because of the rise of the three. And I understand it's a simple math question. Three is more than two. But there's also math that comes into that. How often you're making that three versus how often you make that two. Maybe if you practiced your two, you'd make that at a higher clip more than you would the three, and so you end up with more points at the end of the day in the wash. So I think Michael elevated the game. Steph has made the game, he has changed the game and to me distorted it in a way that 99.9% of players can never reach. But we'll try. We'll die trying.
Mm-hmm.
Michael made it cool. Michael made the game accessible to everybody. And, you know, I think it's ridiculous to suggest he didn't.
To act like Mike stayed that way, he was me, isolation, individualism, and then learned, look, I've got to be more of a team guy to win championships. So to sort of stay there after, you know, to have this take is like you watched the first 3 years of his career and you stopped watching, right? And I would expect this from somebody who's much younger than Stephen A. He saw all of Mike's career. So that part doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Now, to your point, I'm more with KD that they've both helped the game. I think your point yours is a better argument than what Stephen A. is trying to make.
Yes.
That Steph heard it, Mike helped it, okay? Yes. But I'm not in that, but it's a better argument that Stephen A. is trying to make.
Right.
Because I'll give you that too many kids now just want to go up in the game and, you know, go in the gym. But let's not act like we don't like watching Damian Lillard play basketball and Trae Young play and pull up deep. Hell, when Ja's doing it now,
yeah, we're
getting excited. Here's the other thing I would say about Steph. Like, we already know greatest shooter of all time, okay? This is where I go to. He hadn't hurt the game. He's helped it. Coaches teach playing off the ball using Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, the way he moves when he doesn't have the ball, like, that's great because that's the kind of motion you need. Like, it's Reggie Miller. It's Rip Hamilton. It's all that. Steph does it to a degree that you can teach kids how, listen, when you don't have the ball, You need to be doing this.
That's what's involved.
That's what's helping the team in basketball. That's the way to get it. So, and you can teach that from Steph. It's not just that he's pulling from 35 feet, you know, all the time.
Yep.
And now guys want to do that. I am with you completely, though, that when I watch the Dallas Mavericks and the Houston Rockets, when they had Harden just go up there and chunk, the D'Antoni way, basically.
Yep.
Go up there and chunk 40, 53. That ain't fun to watch to me.
Right.
That's not great basketball.
It's feast or famine.
But I'm not going to use that as a case that Steph's hurt the game I'm with KD that Steph and Mike both have only helped the game.
Agreed. But
popularity all the way down to the actual basketball.
If you take those two and you say, which one of these hurt the game?
What you're doing on that argument, that's what I told you. Yours is a better argument than Stephen A.
Because,
I'm with you there.
Because like you,
but he hasn't hurt it, though. You're with me on that.
No. He has not hurt the game.
Yeah. He's helped it.
Fundamentally.
Both of them have.
But I do think he has made it in the NBA. I think he has introduced just a...
He's changed it. For the good
I mean, trickle down, right? He's changed,
better for worse.
What we prioritize. And that's part of it, right? Like, it comes, it goes. Like, there's going to be a time where the three-point shot is everybody's doing it. So there's going to be a different style that emerges. Maybe we're going to get back to going. You know, you're just going to. There's, you know, the game changes and evolves over the years.
And just his story too about work, right? He didn't like it wasn't all just great from the beginning where he's a score. You know,
went to Davidson. Years
he had
there.
To go a different route. The size was held against him for a while. That early on in his career, he had the ankle issues that looked like, you know, they'll keep him from greatness because he's always going to be bothered by injury issues. And so there's sort of the work that Steph has put into to get to his level.
Yes.
Right. That, you know, from an individual standpoint, or if you're looking at the game,
100%.
is something that's helped the game. It's stuff you teach. So.
But I mean, there's no.
But the take is ridiculous. That
I mean, Michael is an icon of the game. One of the four, like, founding fathers, as far as I'm concerned.
To say that Magic was team, just because you could just got done watching Winning Time, and Michael was all individual.
Right.
After he won 6 titles and won a couple of them, passing to Paxson and Steve Kerr.
Yep.
What are we talking about here? He wasn't a guy who just said, you know, I'm going to go win it all my. He figured it out.
I mean, when it was time.
So again, this feels like, to your point where you started this thing, thin content day. Let me go out here and put up a big take. Something might go viral. Because no one would argue that with Stephen A. That Michael Jordan.
I mean, Amari was just sitting there in stunned silence.
Made the game worse.
No, it's like, come on.
Worse.
Man. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, and I honestly, like, he didn't try that with J.J. Redick. He was very careful to unleash that one on a new guy in Amari. Right.
Well, I suppose, Amari's new to this. He showed too much respect there probably by not just, you know, knocking that down that it was.
Like,
swat that out there.
I would have just told Stephen A, like, dude, just take some vacation days. If this is
I didn't see maybe he did a little bit. You know, I didn't see what Amari said to it. I just know
I
was like a 3-minute rant.
Any kind of respect.
I'm with KD on this one. I still think he's a little sensitive, but he wanted to win a fight on social media. I think he won this one pretty easy.
So crazy things being said, what else is new by Stephen A. Smith?
Next story.
All right, before we get to finals, we touched on this. We'll reset it here, top of the show, top of the hour here, rundown. Lester Quinones announced last night he's leaving. John and I talked about how big a blow it is for Memphis. It's you can't do anything but wish the young man well. He stayed, represented the university well, had a great career at Memphis. I think you can do that in the same breath, question the decision for Lester in terms of what you're headed for. He announced last night he's staying in the draft process. He's 1,000% locked into staying in the draft process. You know, it right now isn't on any mock draft boards, but perhaps he's got, you know, a good relationship or at least a good promise or a strong feeling about a team in terms of two-way player, whatever it is. Maybe, hopefully, for Lester Quinones, it is working himself into a late second-round pick, something like that. In this case, though, it's a blow for Memphis, obviously. We talked about it. You know, Memphis is pursuing Kerwin Walton, the North Carolina 6'5 guard who's in the transfer portal, shot, 42% as a freshman. That was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a part of the rotation last year. It just feels like the urgency to get a guy like that has now gone up, obviously, for Memphis. But a couple of, you know, Lester Quinones was one of several, you know, big names in the still in the process, the NBA withdrawal deadline last night, who had still to make their decisions. I bring him Marcus Sasser last night announced for Houston. He's coming back, which adds to a Houston team that is in your conference, obviously, is the one you're trying to knock off, and now is absolutely loaded. Gary Parrish got him number two in his top 25 and one. And then you saw Drew Timmy as well as headed back to Gonzaga.
I'm not sure why the suspense there.
That was news Memphis certainly would have welcomed for Lester Quinones, getting Lester Quinones back last night. This was after the news that DeAndre Williams would be back that we got yesterday. But, yeah, blow for Memphis, and you got to feel like, you know, three-point shooting, wings, the priority right now for Penny Hardaway in recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting. It's hard to know. You know, look, Kidder Davis is as impactful as a player immediately as Penny Hardaway has ever had. I mean, period, point blank. So you're starting from a really good place with him. DeAndre's coming back. So those two, does it lose some luster without Lester? No doubt about it. Like, I feel like if you have Lester in the fold here, you could be talking about a second weekend type of run. Now I think you're sort of starting from getting back to the NCAA tournament, just consecutive NCAA tournament appearances. Now we'll see what happens. It's just going to be one of those things where even though it's an experienced team, it's a new team again.
Right.
And, you know, anytime you are in a lot of programs around the country dealing with this too, a lot of programs are going to have new teams, right? But Penny is just basically banking on, okay, I'm not going to have the same issues because now I have older guys, right? I'm not asking a bunch of young guys coming here. And
That plan works a lot better when Lester's in there.
I agree.
Because, again, Kerwin Walton has only played a year, basically. I mean, he's 2 years at North Carolina, sure, there's experience there, but he only played a year where he's in the rotation. Whereas compared to a Lester who's been in your program, like we said, knows your formula to beat Houston, the teams that you're wanting knocking off. So again, it's you can replace with points and statistics and three-point, you know, percentages, but it's also the experience you lose there and the experience in Penny's
system.
Well,
what I'll be curious to know is, like, is it going to be a situation where everybody looks to DeAndre, right? Is there going to be a clear sort of, all right, you're the guy, you're the holdover, you know, we sort of defer to you, or is there going to be...
Oh, I mean, it's Kendrick Davis's team. Huh?
So that's going to be the interesting
dynamic.
Don't you
feel like that? And I think DeAndre will fall in line, right, guy come in and play the way he does?
Well, I think that could be good because they're from Houston. They're both from the same... They correct. Know each other pretty well, mm-hmm. So I think that will help. But look, it's not a whole lot different than what Memphis has had to deal with every single year, right? I mean, it's even though more experience, a lot of new faces, a lot of new roles, you know, like you're going to have, you know, at least you're going to have two new starters on the wing. Three. I mean, you're Kendrick Davis and the two guard and the three, right? Like the post is fine, but you're going to have two new starters on the wing. So your backcourt is entirely different. And is, you know, are you going to be able to avoid an early season slump like you've had every single year?
One of the ways you do that, though, is because you know who your point guard is.
Right.
And you figure you can drop Kendrick Davis in a situation.
Right.
He's going to figure it out pretty quickly.
Yep.
You know, and be a big part of getting that chemistry right.
It's not ideal, but it's the way of the world in college basketball, and this is the way it was trending, you know, the last four or five days. So that's the way the cookie crumbles. Lesch Quiñones is off to the NBA, hoping to land a two-way, maybe get drafted in the second round. And Memphis is trying to nail down Kerwin Walton and company. All right, we will come back. Justin Tinsley is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the finals, game one tonight. How's that going to look? How's that going? And more on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
FanDuel Sportsbooks, an official sports betting partner of the 75th NBA Finals. And to celebrate 75 years of the NBA, they're giving all customers a $75 referral bonus. Yes, that's right. Give and get $75 in site credit. You can do it up to 10 times when you invite friends to join America's number one sportsbook. Invite your friends from the app. Make sure they sign up using your referral link. And as soon as your friend makes any bet of at least $10, you'll get both. You'll get a bonus. Offer ends tonight when game one of the NBA Finals tips off. Don't miss your chance to bet the finals with a bonus. Again, if you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with the promo code JSMITH to get free bets after your first bet. That's promo code JSMITH. Just head over to the app. Right, invite your friends today to get your $75 sportsbook credit. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Limit 10 referrals. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up the slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
A new era in public safety begins with you. Join us for the Memphis Police Department Hiring Expo, Saturday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 170 North Main Street downtown. We'll be taking applications, performing basic testing, and interviewing candidates on site. Free parking located at Poplar Avenue and Front Street. Benefits include a $15,000 sign-on bonus, up to $10,000 relocation assistance, and free health insurance. For more information or details, visit joinmpd.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The smoke is back at Church's. Our $6 Smokehouse Chicken Meal is a juicy half chicken served with mashed potatoes and a honey butter biscuit. All that for just $6, but not for long. Church's, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? and it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for fingers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Get it.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't want people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, Jam! Sure getting down. Look at him!
Justin Tinsley. Find his work at Anscape. Catch him on Around the Horn. Brand new book out. It was all a dream. Biggie in the world that made him wherever books are sold joins us now. Justin, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always, brother.
Hey, man. It's always good being on with y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me on. How's everything going?
Everything is
pleasure
good.
Pleasure to have you, brother.
In Memphis, certainly everybody here wishes they were still playing, but that is that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Hey, look, yeah, look, the way y'all set up, man, we're going to be covering y'all in May and June for a long time. I'm speaking that into existence.
That is the idea.
Pray you are right.
And that is the hope. All right, man, look, we didn't bring you on to ask you about the opinions of your colleagues, but we have to ask you about one of the opinions of your colleagues. Stephen A. Smith said Steph Curry made the game better and Michael Jordan made the game worse. I actually made the case that I would maybe invert that. If we have to say one of the two hurt the game, how is it not Steph Curry with the volatility of the 3-point shot now and teams exclusively built on making that? Is there any reason, any sort of logic to you behind Michael Jordan potentially making the game worse?
For one, I don't think either one of them made it worse. But when I think about this, I don't think Michael Jordan made the game worse in terms of how he played the game of basketball, because we all know that the way he played the game of basketball was beautiful. But the way the game is discussed might be quote-unquote worse. And that's not Michael Jordan's fault. It's really everybody around in this basketball universe, you, me, everybody included. You know, like, because now, you know, everybody, so many people are held to this standard where, like, if you don't go 6-for-6 in the finals, if you don't do exactly what Michael Jordan did, but a little bit better, then your career is a waste. At least that's how people talk about it. And it's very unfair because basketball and basketball players are kind of like fingerprints. Everybody's career is going to be different. And Michael Jordan has always said, "Is like, look, I am a great player, but I'm a great player in a long line of players, and this is just how my career panned out." Now, Steph, in terms of quote-unquote how he ruined the game, is just, yeah, he can pull up from 30, 40 feet, and it goes in more often than not. And then everybody tries to replicate that. Steph never told people to go out, oh, play the game exactly how I do. His game is just so influential and it's so fun to watch that people want to recreate that without understanding that Steph Curry is Steph Curry because there's only one Steph Curry. So I think you can make arguments for both in terms of how they quote-unquote ruined the game, but I wouldn't use that word.
Let me ask you this, Justin. Obviously, with the finals starting up game one tonight, what storyline, I'm curious, are you most interested in seeing, you know, play out? A lot of it's, you know, Steph and getting a fourth title. Does he get his finals MVP? You got Jason Tatum sort of taking that next step, it feels like, to superstardom during these playoffs. Just whatever it is on either side, you sort of have, too, the championship DNA versus the new guys on the block, right? Maybe the next big thing. Just for you, the storyline that you're most drawn to in terms of to start this thing.
Oh, man, I mean, there's so many. You just mentioned two great ones in terms of Steph and just his performance in this finals, and obviously Jason Tatum. If the Celtics can get this done and he wins finals MVP, this is going to go down as one of the all-time great finals runs just in terms of, you know, the talent that he had to go up against. But since you said both of those, and I'm a believer that you can't answer the question with the answer already in the question. I'm going to go with what I'm really interested in is Marcus Smart. I don't think he's the best player in the series. He's a very, very good player. I don't think he's the best player, but I do think his storyline could end up being, for me, one of the most fascinating to watch. Obviously, his offensive game has improved tremendously since he came into the league from Oklahoma State, but we all know his bread and butter is on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. You know, last time they played Golden State at Golden State, obviously there was that controversial play where he dove for the ball and you know, accidentally hurt Steph. If you're a Boston fan, if you're a Golden State fan, you'd say it was intentional. But the proof is in the pudding. Like, guarding Steph in the regular season is different from the finals, but the stats show that, like, when Marcus Smart guards Steph Curry is shooting like 30%. And the Warriors' offensive rating goes down to like 84, 85, which is, you know, phenomenal from a defensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. So if Marcus Smart has the defensive series of his life, which is possible, you know, that gives Boston, you know, a really good shot going into these games. So I'll be watching Marcus Smart versus Steph Curry, and hopefully, you know, injuries don't occur this time.
You know, I don't know if this is sort of everybody trying to talk this into existence or you know, if we actually believe that. But pretty much everybody that I've heard from and, you know, on this show and around the country, you know, seven-game series. And I think part of that is, like, we feel like we're owed a classic series after the duds in the conference finals. Does this have the feel to – I mean, it's been a while since we've seen a seven-game series in the finals. Does this have the feel of that to you?
Yeah. The last seven-game series in the finals, was that Cleveland-Golden State?
I believe it was. That's the one I was thinking of off the top of my head. I mean, I have to look it up, but that feels right.
Yeah, yeah, because Miami and L.A. in the bubble went six.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so, look, I won't ever turn down a seven-game series. And I, so many things have to go our way to get a seven-game series, but I believe the talent level on both sides of the ball, it could – trend towards a seven-game series, and specifically on the defensive side of the ball. You know, if you're a really good defensive team, you can keep yourself in a game and definitely keep yourself in a series. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the language on the floor that we see in game one. Game one is obviously always a feel-out game, but if you're Boston, you got to treat it like, look, all we got to do is take one of the first two. If we can take one of the first two, then the series shifts, whether we win game one or game two. So I would like to see a seven-game series for much of the reasons that you named. Obviously, both conference finals. You know, the Eastern Conference finals got a little definitely more interesting within the, like, last two or three games. But I would love to see the seven-game classic because I don't really have a dog in this fight. So if nothing else, make it interesting. The last thing I want to see is a sweep or, like, a five-game series.
No doubt about it. Maybe the answer is obvious, but maybe it's not. The loser of this series, whoever it happens to be, whose path to get back here is easier?
Ooh, whose path to get back is easier? Like, that's a really good question. I want to say maybe Boston, because, I mean, it really all depends on how free agency pans out. But Boston has a lot of their, you know, their main guys, I know, in contracts. And I believe Golden State does, too. They're going to have to pay Jordan Poole. I'm not sure about Wiggins' contract situation off the top of my head. But just looking at the West, obviously, you know, you'll have Memphis coming back even stronger next year. And I expect them to do some things in free agency as well. Dallas will improve. New Orleans is definitely getting better. The Clippers should be back at full strength next year. I don't know what the Jazz are going to look like. There's been trade rumors swirling around them since the season ended, even before the season ended. So I think if I had to pick one, we'll have the quote-unquote easier path back to the finals, like you can have a super easy path. I would venture to say Boston right now because I don't know what's going to happen with Brooklyn. We'll see what Miami does to bolster their roster. Who the hell knows what's going on in Philly? So I would say Boston. I'm trying to talk myself into that answer, if you can't tell.
What would your expectations be next year for Grizzlies? Because you've reached a point where you're past a rival now, right? We like to say, and we still do, how ahead of schedule they are. But we know, too, when you've got a superstar like Ja Morant, the clock's ticking, right? It certainly is, and especially in a small market. So for you, in terms of what you're expecting next year, and you already said, I mean, it's going to be a different West, certainly, you know, having Kawhi back with the Clippers. But what should be fair expectations for the Grizzlies next year and I suppose in the next couple of years?
Oh, man. I'm going into next season, you know, if I'm a Grizzlies fan, if I'm living in the city of Memphis, the great city of Memphis, I'm expecting at least conference finals. And I don't think that's unfair to expect because, I mean, Memphis went seven with Golden State, and Ja was hurt. Now, the main thing is you got to keep Ja healthy. That's the main thing, first and foremost. I would like to see Memphis get, you know, another shooter, just so they'll have it. Obviously, Desmond Bane is a great shooter. Dylan Brooks can really create his own shot and his own basket. But I would like to see him get another, you know, consistently productive second scorer. You know what I mean? Because I think if you can have Bane be that third guy, then you're sitting in, like, really, really good position. And then y'all are an extremely well-coached team. Obviously, the fan base, which is very important to the success of a franchise, that fan base is always going to be there. You keep Ja healthy. You get, I believe you get that second guy, whatever he may look like. And y'all are right there. He's already a good defensive team. Just shore up some contracts on the inside, and y'all are right there. Conference finals next year, and if you make it to the conference finals, you can make it to the finals.
Right there, yep.
You know, you're right there. So I don't think it's one of those things where just be happy to make the conference finals next year. Like, no, you make the conference finals, you might as well go for the gusto at that point.
Yep, we're talking to Justin Tinsley, catchman to Anscape, Around the Horn, author of It Was All a Dream, Biggie and the World That Made Him. This new book, getting a lot of great reviews. It's interesting when you tackle a subject like this that, like, everybody sort of we feel like we know all there is to Biggie. What are you going to tell people? What are people going to find out about Biggie through this book that they didn't already know?
Well, I think one of the interesting themes of the book, from what I've read in reviews and from what people have told me, like on social media, even in person, it's just the fact that, yes, it is a biography of Biggie Smalls, you know, life to death and legacy. But what it also is a socioeconomic, sociocultural, and sociopolitical examination of, you know, the world around him, hence the title of the book. So you'll see parallels to, you know, Caribbean immigration to the United States, and in particular New York. You'll see things about the war on drugs across different presidential administrations. You'll see, obviously, you know, the rise and impact of crack cocaine and how that basically inducted, whereas a generation before, young men were getting inducted into the draft for the Vietnam War. Now these young black and brown boys from all over the country, but in particular in New York for the book, they're getting inducted into this drug war, a war that they never even started. A lot of them didn't even know existed. So you'll see a lot of parallels to world history, but definitely American history in this book. And I think it'll paint this larger-than-life folk hero who is the Notorious B.I.G. in a different light. And I think it'll give you a different appreciation for his life, where his art came from, and just how, you know, impenetrable his legacy has been this last quarter century without him.
Did you at any point get over, I'm saying this as a former writer, never to your level, but at any point overwhelmed when you're dealing with some, right, one of the greatest, if not some would say the greatest, there's a responsibility level. I know you're feeling it, a pressure, right, that this thing's got to match that greatness. I got to tell this story, and it's got to be right. You know, what did you do through those times where maybe there was some doubt or maybe you never felt it, Justin, maybe you just pushed through. But I know as a writer, a lot of times we start questioning.
Man, I wish I could say I didn't have that doubt, man.
There
were so many times, especially starting off, man. I was like, yo, what the hell do I tell people about Biggie Smalls that they don't already know? And that was a question that really, it shook me, because I was like, all right, well, I've signed the contract. I've already spent the first half of the check that they gave me. So it's like, all right, I can't give the money back, so I got to write the book.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie to you, man. I stressed out. And thank God for my wife. She really spoke some sense into me like she does 99.9% of the time anyway. She was like, look, you're a great writer, but what you do is you always humanize the subjects that you write about. And you humanize them not just by being a fan of the music or just, you know, a student of the music, but you're also a student of the world. And so, like, bring these elements of factors around them that they had control over or maybe they didn't have control over and introduce that into the book. And so she basically awesome. Gave me the push that I needed. And I'm like, yo, like, if I'm going to do the book, I'm going to do it like this. And it turned out, I believe, super dope. And, yeah. You know, the majority of the feedback that I've been getting, I ain't going to say majority, I'll say overwhelming majority of the feedback that I've been getting, they've really appreciated, you know, that perspective that I've taken. But, yeah, man, I look myself in the mirror a bunch of times and be like, man, what the hell am I doing? I have no clue how to write a book. And thankfully, it all worked out in the end.
Absolutely. Hey, were you watching the Versus last week, man?
Yeah, of course, man. UGK.
Ball and G.
I mean, 8-Ball MJG, yeah, for well, sure. It, no, I got to watch that.
Look, the last time that a Memphis group was on there, like some ish went down, as we know, this was a lot more respectful. I mean, what's the score? Yeah. What's the Justin Tinsley scorecard here? And you can be honest. Yeah. You didn't got to say 8-Ball MJG just because you're on Memphis radio.
No. Honestly, man, the thing about Versus is I stopped keeping count probably like halfway through the actual quarantine. I was just like, yo, just play the best music. And I lose count to the round. And so with that, I knew Ball and MJG and UGK was going to be a lot different from 3-6 and Bone Thugs because, one, those two groups had a history even before all that. And I knew Ball and G and, you know, Pimp and Bun, like, they were always good. So for me, for one, starting off, I'm just looking on my computer. I'm like, man, people ain't getting hype enough for these songs for me. Like, these are – and maybe it's just me watching from my computer, but then I stopped paying attention to that. And I was just really – on stage, and I was just paying attention, just watching like Ball and G go through all their hits, man, and watching Bun hold it down for like UGK. And it was just, for one, I wish that Versus would have got more publicity heading into it because I felt like I just found out about it like a day or two before, you know what I mean? Whereas some have gotten like weeks of publicity, but that's not my job, so I'll leave that alone. But what it symbolized for me was just like two. Hip-hop, but definitely Southern hip-hop institutions, and it's just I remember riding around in college, so many of those songs, so many great memories, but you know, it was also tough because it's just that reminder of like, damn, man, Pimp C been gone 15 years.
Yeah, man.
Like, it would have been great to see Pimp on stage with, you know, Ball and G and of course Bun, and so I think it was a beautiful celebration of both of their catalogs. But, you know, it's just also a reminder of just like, damn, man, like, we always going to miss Pimp C because there was only one Pimp C, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
no doubt.
And so I appreciated it from a nostalgic standpoint. And anytime, you know, all-time great acts like, you know, UGK and Ball and G get their flowers, man, I don't think it's a moment too soon.
No doubt. Hey, Justin,
congrats,
man,
on all the success with
stuff,
the book,
dude.
Brother.
Appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for having me on, always, man. Let's talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure.
You got it. He is Justin Tinsley from Anscape. Catch him on Around the Horn on ESPN. New book out. It was all a dream.
Talented dude right there.
Biggie in the world that made him. You were a big Biggie guy?
Yeah. I used to play it riding around over on the campus at Memphis.
Really?
Riding around in the storm. Back when I had no money, just trying to get through school.
And Biggie, you related to Biggie?
I didn't relate to him at all.
Okay.
No, I can't say that. I didn't come up hard like Biggie.
But did you have like all of his albums?
I didn't have them all. No, okay. I would say that I was more of a Tupac guy. Like,
okay.
Just in terms of,
now it's coming out.
Again, you didn't have to pick one, but I was more in Tupac's camp.
You kind of did have to pick one though, didn't you?
When the beef got to where it did, you had to.
Yeah.
But it was unfortunate. There never should have been a beef.
I would say
at one point, like that those guys were sleeping on each other's couches, like they were. So it never should have got to that point.
I think fundamentally in life, right?
You regret that there was a beef in the first place.
You either are a Pac person or a Biggie person. I think that fundamentally in life, you're either a Pac person or a Biggie. I am a Pac person. Like when I can still listen to Pac's music today. Like it's to me, it still hits like it was like the 90s. Like
my whole thing is when so many people relate to the music like that, or it did right. It you remember where you were when that right?
Yes.
When you were driving around in your car and you hear that music and how you felt when you're taking on a responsibility like Justin had to write that book. The pressure you must feel to do it. I so admire being able to push through that, to take that on. Because in a lot of ways, it's what a rock climber does. You see that mountain right there, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to take that first step and try to climb that thing up.
Yep.
That is no easy task.
No, it's not.
Especially trying to write about dudes like Pac and Biggie.
Right.
Like the greatest.
No, that's...
And people will read those first few words and say, this is some... They will judge you.
Right.
You know? But dude, he did it, man. That's why I so admire his talent.
We're going to come back. Jeff Coggs will join us at 125. Sam and Riley are going to be up in here in just a minute.
Family.
I'm excited about that. It's my five-year anniversary today, so we're going to bring the family in and introduce, you know, again, Riley's never met my work family.
She's
met y'all,
mic.
But we're gonna get Riley on the mic, see how that goes. NBA Finals, game one tonight right here on 92.9. It's going to feature some of the best shooters in the world, some of the best shooters on the planet. How do you become the next Steph Curry? You got to find that advantage. You got to put in the work. The same technology he uses to help him own his craft here in Memphis. It's Shoot 360. Get out there. Your son, your daughter who loves basketball is going to absolutely, honestly become addicted to it. The technology going to help him improve their jumper, going to help him improve their passing, their dribbling, all those drills. And it's right here in Memphis at Shoot 360.
They've got it all out there, from the state-of-the-art technology. John's mentioned the development coaches, the weight training. They can make your kid, boy, girl a lot better and have a lot of fun doing it. And, of course, they make it affordable. That's what I'm here to tell you as the father of an 8-year-old. Can do a 1-year commitment, 12 months at $130 a month. $130 a month is what I pay for CJ's 8 martial arts classes. That's 1 hour a class. That's 8 hours a month. You're getting unlimited access for that $130. Can do a shorter commitment if you like. That's the point. They've got all the options you need out at Shoot 360. And, again, it's not just a shot. It's your ball handling, your passing, your entire game. They've even got the 8-foot goal for the kids. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. The future's now at Shoot 360. Go see them out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Yes, I work out every day. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. When I go to the gym, I think about real estate. Not really. I think about which exercises will take the poundage from the chocolate cake off the quickest. Then it dawns on me. Golf is the absolute best exercise. Swinging those heavy clubs, those heavy golf balls and tees, and climbing into and out of the golf cart. It's a good thought, but not realistic. Just like I overheard today, someone said the real estate market is so good that they're going to sell their home themselves. While it might occasionally work, you could end up tying your home up for weeks or months while your neighbor's home sold in 30 days because they listed with me. If you're thinking of selling, before you think you can do it yourself, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure I am one of them. Find out why people say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546.
FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the 75th NBA Finals, and to celebrate 75 years of the NBA, FanDuel is giving all customers a $75 referral bonus. That's right. You will give and get $75 in site credit when you invite friends to join America's number one sports book. Here's how it works. Invite your friends from the app. Make sure they sign up with your referral link. And as soon as your friend makes any bet of at least $10, you'll both get a bonus. Offer ends June 2nd when Game 1 of the NBA Finals tips off. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with promo code Gary to get free bets after your first bet. That's promo code Gary at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Limit 10 referrals. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
1-800-989.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Now that the warmer weather has arrived, let Choate's perform their $99 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC ready for the hot summer months ahead. Also, Choate's is offering our half-off, one-pound Freon coupon on our website for you to use. Does your HVAC system need to be replaced? If so, right now is an excellent time to take advantage of Carrier's 60 months, no-interest financing on select systems. Want to improve your indoor air quality? Choate's is also offering our new Abco air purifier for $100 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. UV technology sterilizes biological contaminants and neutralizes odors and toxic VOCs. Match that technology with getting your air ducts cleaned, and you'll have the indoor air quality your family needs. Better call 347-8086 today. These specials won't last long. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's moving season, so if you're thinking about moving, if you are moving, call my friends at Blacktown Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, make sure you call my friends at Blacktown Moving, 316-6196, 316-6196. Why Black Tie? Because they're the best in town. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving precious pieces of your life. You're moving art. You're moving, you know, refrigerators and appliances and things that cost a lot of money and matter to you. They're going to handle it appropriately. I know because I've used them on two separate occasions. Give them a call. 316-6196, 316-6196. Book your move now. It'll book up fast. Summer's here. Moving season is here. Let Black Tie take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. One thing that I have heard, now it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen because we still have, you know, 3 weeks before the NBA draft. But one thing I have heard as of today, Kennedy Chandler has not worked out yet for the Memphis Grizzlies. J.D. Davison has worked out for the Memphis Grizzlies. Kennedy Chandler has not worked out for the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, again, that does not mean
that he won't.
But I kind of found that, when I heard that yesterday, I kind of found that a little peculiar because they have a very obvious need, potentially, at backup point guard. And Kennedy Chandler, by any metric, is ahead of J.D., you know,
right?
From a he's more ready, you know. He's more polished as a point guard than JD. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be the better player over the course of a career, but if you're thinking about the next 2 or 3 years, I mean, JD's falling out of the, you know, back in the second round. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a battle to get him, you know, early second, late first. You know, Kennedy's been there pretty much the whole time. So I just kind of found that interesting. That, again, doesn't mean they won't work him out. The Grizzlies have been much more clandestine about who they're bringing in these days, right? But he has not done so as of yet.
No, I'm kind of with you. I mean, again, I think I would be surprised if you went the next 3 weeks and he didn't.
I'd be shocked.
We've talked about it and talked about how that could be a strength for you. Now, others have argued you don't go into a season as a true contender, and you know we can go back and forth on that. I think the Grizzlies have arrived, though, with a rookie in that spot that you'd rather have, even if it's not Tyus, someone who's a little bit more, you know, certainly more experienced, because you feel like you're close,
absolutely,
right? You don't want to be a guy figuring things out when you are a contender. I'm with Justin Tinsley that the Grizzlies are contenders now. So that said, yes, point guard makes a lot of sense. Now, too, John, maybe you talked about you brought JD in. Maybe that was as you're looking at your 47 pick,
mm-hmm,
right, where JD is at right now.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? And you knock those out earlier, and that could be the case.
Because you're going to have to spend a first-round pick on Kennedy, right?
And they got – yes, it's 47 that you got from the Cavs, right? And
yes,
I'm looking at this mock right now that's got Davison going 48 to the Timberwolves.
Right.
So around that area, it makes a lot of sense if they're looking at him possibly for that 47.
Yeah. So I just found –
And you're hitting the